USA Radio News. I'm Victor Cole. Representative Adam Kinzinger, a Republican from Illinois, says he hopes the Department of Justice charges former President Donald Trump if the evidence reaches the threshold to prove that Trump pushed an election fraud conspiracy that spurred the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol.
What's most important to me at this moment is to make sure that the vast majority of Americans understand that the country's at threat.
The comments from Kinzinger follow the first of six public hearings of the committee. A family trip to Massachusetts has ended in tragedy, with a mother dead and her six-year-old son missing. The family of six were fishing Thursday when two of the children entered the water. The mother jumped in to save them, then went under and was found by rescuers. After life-saving efforts were performed at the scene, she was taken to a local hospital where she was pronounced dead. This is USA Radio News.
You ever make a change and then think, why didn't I do this years ago? Well, that's how people feel about switching to MediShare for their health care, especially now with inflation the way it is. People are very happy with the savings. Most families save about $500 a month when they switch. It's a huge help when prices are going up so fast in so many other areas. And MediShare's customer satisfaction rate is double that of health insurance. It's just a different experience, and people really like that. MediShare is an alternative to health insurance. It's a community of Christians who share each other's health care bills, and it's been going strong for over 25 years. It really is the gold standard, the most trusted name in health care sharing. Find out why people love it. Find out why they rave about the customer service, and find out how good it feels to save some money right now. They're super easy to talk to. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
Federal health officials are probing several multi-state outbreaks of salmonella infections linked to backyard poultry. More than 200 Americans have been stricken so far this year, including one death. A total of 219 illnesses have been reported across 38 states, including 27 hospitalizations and one fatality in Tennessee. The true count is likely much higher, as many people recover without seeking medical care. The COVID-19 pandemic has reversed an age-old rule whereby automobile customers had bargaining power over dealers because they could always shop around for a better deal or negotiate a discount on vehicles which were widely available. But today, dealers are setting prices and oftentimes charging a premium and sticking to them. In some cases, consumers can end up paying thousands of dollars above sticker price. A chip shortage, together with factory shutdowns, have limited capacity. This is USA Radio News.
Suspense.
The shadow knows.
Mystery in the air. Starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler. And I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream, or search your favorite podcast app.
Angered by the unrelenting toll from gun violence, tens of thousands of people are expected at rallies this weekend in the nation's capital and around the United States, demanding that Congress pass meaningful changes to gun laws. The second March for Our Lives rally will take place Saturday in front of the Washington Monument. It's a successor to the 2018 march organized by student protesters after a mass shooting at a high school in Parkland, Florida. The Washington Post has fired reporter Felicia Sunmez, who triggered a vigorous online debate this week over social media policy and public treatment of colleagues after she criticized a fellow reporter for retweeting an offensive joke. A copy of a termination letter sent Thursday accusing her of insubordination, maligning co-workers online, and violating the Post's standards was published online and was quoted in other news accounts. The outspoken political writer, whose first stint at the Post began in 2018, declined comment earlier today. And authorities exhumed a body in a Connecticut cemetery last Wednesday in hopes of identifying the victim of a nearly half-century-old homicide, only to find they had dug up someone else's remains. But the police chief of East Haven, Connecticut, said they will keep investigating and try to pinpoint the victim's actual grave in the cemetery. The chief says they hope to try again in a couple of weeks. See, the victim was female. The body they exhumed was male. I'm Victor Paul, USA Radio News.